Hello, this is Dan from Family First.
Hey, Aaron, it's Rodney here as well from Family First. Yeah, I was just calling you. You were asking for assistance in regard to patient, in regards to a patient, Ana Rivera, okay? Spanish speaking.
Who? What did you say?
There was a patient, Ana Rivera Cruz, that you were asking for assistance for the home visit that you want to do?
Oh, yeah, she only speaks Spanish.
Oh, that's correct. I was having a word with her, and there's, like, something going on with her staffing situation. I mean, this case is all complicated, and the way you see it, I was trying to convince her for at least, like, take the visit. Like, hey, at least you need this agreement, okay? She told me, okay, but how am I going to understand the terms that he gives me if he only speaks English, you know? And I told her, okay, but we may find an interpreter to go with him, or either way, he can call someone to translate anything that is necessary, okay? She was so doubtful, and right now she's a very stubborn lady. I just had a word with Jonah, and we'll see what we can do. I mean, you can count on me if you can call me that time. Just let me know what time you're going to show up. But first, I'm going to try to convince her again with the staffing, staffing update that we have, okay? But I'm still trying and working on having her confirm between today or tomorrow, okay? I just want to let you know what's going on.
Alright, well, if it's going to be today, I need to know soon. Either way, so let me know. But if it's not, because I'll be in her area today and tomorrow. I'm actually on my way out now. So, but if she's going to be difficult, I mean, whatever. Just let me know.
Okay. Also, she asked me, like, I mean, I just told her, like, if we resume, like, hey, the only thing he wants, that Aaron wants to do is that there's a client service agreement that, I mean, you need to sign, and it's, like, normally for you to get the home care, mostly from the side of our agency. That's it. Yeah, but they have, like, other small letters on the contract that you don't tell me, that you don't explain me, and I said, like, yeah, but it's the usual thing that you have gotten all along since the time you had home care, so nothing has changed. It's just this, okay? So, I mean, is it any other thing that she needs to do or hear, like, apart from that? I mean, it's just...
It's a client service agreement that has the caregiver scheduling duties on it, and it says on there what they're allowed to do as a home care worker under the Medicaid contract, and the visit also serves as a wellness check, meaning that we saw her face-to-face in the home. So... We'll probably do that once a year, and that's the proof that we actually saw her in the home. So that's it.
Okay. I'll take
and
that.
And you can tell her the visit is short, so you can tell her he's pretty much in and out within 10 minutes.
Okay, perfect. I'll try to convince her with that in hand, okay? Okay, I'll talk to you then and let you know, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, Aaron. All right, thank you so much. Have a good one.
Right.
Bye-bye.